not at all. He was says, Loi, we should bless the Avol, there's no Havola. But there is Chavat that he could be banged up his body. His body maybe got banged up enough that to suffer Trefa. Yochi is so, Huzak, Bechad, got hurt, it's Chayiv, I bless my Havola. Again, Amalei, Ein Havola, the Mitzvah, not enough Havola to kill him, but Vyesh Havola Nizokin. So the air that's there because the bor is even four tefachim deep, also something wrong with it. That could cause the animal to get nizik. But Enochlan, before we're talking about, even though the bor is not 10 tefachim deep, a treifa maybe became, because it could bang itself, the chavot is there. Eisvei, says, Beis Haskilo, Hoye Gevoye Shtei Koimus. The Beis Haskilo was high, 2 Koimus. V'tini, Olov, learn this, V'kuma Shaloi, twice his height. Harekan Sholosh, there is 3 Koimus higher. Now, that's how tall it was, where it threw him off. Now, in second, Yesh Chavot, the Pachas Miyud, Lomali Kuli High. Now, if you want to tell me it's only a problem, there's no Hevel less than Yud. But Chavot, to kill there is, so what do we have to throw him off so high? Throw him off from lower place. Well, the time is never a sir. Why do you go anywhere so wide? Just go 10 tefachim high. Ella, the reason why we kill him, throw him off such a high place, kill Rav Nachman. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Rahua, Omer Akrov, you have to recha kamecha. Borrow lo misa yofer. That means when you go to kill him nicely. Don't throw him so short, he'll die more pain. Throw him from higher up, he won't have so much pain. Yochi nigvor tvei, throw him off from Empire State Building. No, let me show him the nibla.
It means you throw him off from such a high place, then when his body comes down, it'll just like a splash all over him, he'll be manavel the body. So that's what we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to be manavel the body. But our core point, we can't just throw him off from 10 tefachim down, or even less than 10 tefachim, even though he'll die, because that's going to be a painful death. So therefore the Eitzer is to go 2 kaimis twice his height higher than him, that's a nice misa. So Tzai speaks out, here the Gemara's Mashmitz Medama Treifus Liyodim, that the same way by Behem was saying now, 10 tefachim, it kills him, the same thing by another also. That's what's Mashmitz for now Gemara. Tzai says, even though Rabbeinu Tam says it's different, but now Gemara's Mashmitz the same thing. So I call upon him, well, we're coming out here now, that I've added a Riz Chavotam, that if it hits itself even less than Yud Tefachim down, it could be like Gemara before, it makes itself Rizuk, maybe it would become a Treifa, and even over there, the case again was before, where this Balabas saw his Tura fall in, where the case there was, it fell into Liarisa the Daloi. So Rashi says it only means it's an Amma deep, that's all, it's only one Amma down. Still, it was a Shaila, should be a Treifa or not, because there is Chavata. Even though there is Chavata, the question is, according to Rav, Yoni Chayef HaHevel, that's where it has to be Yutfachim to Chayef. But less than that, then it could be enough Chavata, enough of a bang, to kill him, maybe because of Rizuk or Avarim. So that's what's coming out now. For Hevel, you need Yutfachim, but the Chavat could be even for less. All right, we'll stop here. Here, we're holding that Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Maharaj's Kasha now, for 8 lines down. Eisvei have a Kasha like this. Can we ask the Kasha really on Rav Nachman Shito, that Rav Nachman was the one that wanted to say that Yesh Chavoto Afilu Pochus Meyud. Even when an animal falls less than 10 tefachim deep, there is a chavat, he could be hurt, he could be killed from the chavato. It's only that it's missing the hevel, the air. But the chavat, the impact on the fall, could kill him. So the kasha this is kasha Yisrei. The pasuk says, ki yipoil ha-noifo mimenu. So if the animal, somebody falls inside the boar, it says. That's when you're chayiv. No, forget, this is a pasuk about makir. Ki yipoil ha-noifo mimenu. That is a mitzvah to put a makir, to put like a fence around your roof, because maybe somebody will fall off and hurt themselves. So idashin mimenu v'loy b'toychoy. We're afraid somebody will fall off the roof, and not the pshat, we're afraid that somebody will fall into your roof. What does that mean to say? Like Rashi says, da'yes gavoya m'shus rabim, sheroyo lipo mimenu m'shus rabim chayi v'makir. If you have a house, a normal house, that's higher up the roof, so we're afraid that maybe somebody will fall off into the Rishus Rabim. You have to put a market, to put a fence around the roof. But V'loi Bayis Omok Rishus Rabim. Not if the house is lower than the Rishus Rabim. That you should be afraid maybe somebody from the Rishus Rabim will fall onto your roof. Then there's no chiyuv to put a market around it. That's the biyuk. V'chiyi Pearl Hanoifu Mimenu. That you have to be afraid maybe somebody will fall off the roof. Mimenu, the fall off the roof into the Rishus Rabim, for loy b'toychoy, and not to be afraid somebody should fall into the roof. Ketzad, what's the cases? Hoyser Rishus Rabim Gevoyim in Meinu Asaretz Fochim. Let's say the Rishus Rabim was higher up, and your house was lower down on the bottom of a hill. You had your house on the bottom of a cliff, like you had your house. So the Rishus Rabim was more than 10 Tfochim above your house. V'nofal mitoichoi latoichoi. And to be afraid that somebody should fall off the Rishus Rabim into your house, on top of your roof, that you're potter for making a market. But amukim imenu asarat fochim, let's say though, like normally, that the Rishus Rabim is below your house, under your house, is amuk from your house, tent fochim, v'nofal mitoichoi latoichoi, and we're afraid somebody will fall off from your roof into the Rishus Rabim, then chayiv. That's what Torah says, you have a chayiv to make a market. That's when you have a chiyuv to make a market. Now the question is, if you want to tell me that yesh chavota b'pachas miyud, according to Rav Nachman, if somebody falls off even less than yutzvachim, there's enough chavota, enough bang to kill you. If so, lama liyasara. Why is halacha you only have a chiyuv to make a market if your roof is more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim? For mashma, if it's only 8 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, then you're potter. Because we're not afraid somebody will fall off your roof and kill himself. The question is, why not? According to Rav Nachman, even less than 10 tefachim, there's a chavota, there's a bang there that could kill you. So the Gemara answers, Omale, Shani Bai, the loch of a market is different. The loch of a house is that the choyel pochas miyasoro lav bayisu. It's taka true. If the guy would fall off the roof, maybe he would kill himself. But the reason why you put it from a market, the Torah only says a bias has to have a marker. A bias, the house has to be at least 10 tefachim high. If you're inside the house and the roof is not 10 tefachim above you, that's not a mokum royal adira. You can't live there. So therefore, the place is not called a house. That's why you put it from a marker. Not because if somebody falls off and he won't kill himself. It could be somebody would kill himself maybe. But the pshat is not called a bias. That's why you put her from a market. Like Rashi says, V'toyro le'chayv of a market el a bias. V'yafagav z'yesh chavot, even though you fall and kill yourself. But it has to have a shame bias on it. And here it's not called a bias. Someone says, Yehochi, if so, hash tunami, tehevah mi'avro yasorom, even now that you say if the roof is 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, that somebody will fall off the roof onto the Rishus Rabim's 10 tefachim deep, still, why is it called a bias? Dal minei tikro maziva, migavoy lehevi asara. And like from the top of the roof until the bottom of the floor, the Rishus Rabim is only 10 tefachim, so then the roof itself is thick something. If you're tefach, it's something thick, the roof. So underneath the roof, when you're inside the house, is less than 10 tefachim tall. If on top of the roof, down to the floor, is only 10 tefachim, so then inside the house, when you have to divide the thickness of the roof, it's less than 10 tefachim. So why it's not called a house then? So if you're saying that's the pshat, it's not called a bias, so then even if it's 10 tefachim off the Rishus Rabim, but inside the house it's not. So Marin says, Omale, I'll tell you, kegoin dechak mikavoy. No, we're talking about that inside the house, you lowered the floor. Like you made a little hole in the floor of the house. So therefore, from the floor of the house to the roof, it is 10 tefachim. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, if so, it's possible to say that from the top of the roof until the Rishus Rabim, the floor, is only 8 tefachim. That's all it is, maybe. But it's possible to say inside the house, though, it's more than 10 tefachim. Because maybe inside the house, he lowered the floor. He made the level of the floor lower. He like dug out a big hole in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the house, that now from that hole to the top of the roof, it's more than 10 tefachim. So if so, even if from the top of the roof to the Rishus Rabim is only 8 tefachim, still you should be chayiv in a makir. Because you tell him now, according to Rav Nachman, a person falls off even less than 10 tefachim, he could kill himself. The only reason why he's saying your potter is because it's not called a bias, but here it's called a bias. Because inside this house, since you made a hole on the floor, from that hole to the top of the roof, it's more than 10 tefachim. So it's called a house. So why does the Braita say your potter from the mezuzah, you should be chayiv from the mezuzah if so? So Mar says, Titaka true, Avad, even Rav Nachman agrees that Chavat, a person falls less than 10 tefachim, you don't kill yourself. No, nothing doing. Namah, when you fall less than 10 tefachim, you don't kill yourself. Therefore, you have to fall 10 tefachim in order to have a chash, maybe you kill yourself. If so, what did Rav Nachman say here when the animal fell into the water, the water canal here, that he said there's a treifus of Rislak Evorim? Why are we afraid maybe the animal could kill himself? Ah, it only fell one amma deep, which is only six tefachim. So why are we afraid the animal died maybe? Gemara says, Elahainu time of the Rav Nachman. This is the reason why Rav Nachman said on the case before, that if your animal fell into this canal, which is one amma deep, it's only six tefachim deep, so then what happened then? The owner got nervous, and he went and shechted the animal right away. So Rav Nachman said that animal's a treifa. Because Allah is when an animal falls, and we have a chash, maybe it broke his bones, so you can't use it for the next day, you have to wait 24 hours. But if you don't wait 24 hours, we're afraid maybe the animal made a risk that gave over and broke his bones, that he's going to die. So you see, it's possible to die even from only six tefachim. So Teretz is like this, no. I tell you that Rav Nachman Sova, Mikri say the Tura Liarya, Kam Hevi Abo. An animal from his stomach until the ground is four tefachim. When an animal is standing up, the bottom of the stomach until the floor is four tefachim above the ground. Now, Arisa the Daloi, this canal was an amma deep. Kam Hevi Shisa. It was six tefachim deep. So it comes out when the animal now fell into the canal, his stomach fell ten tefachim. Its feet only fell six tefachim, but the stomach that was four tefachim off the ground, when it came tumbling down now into this bor, it had a chavat of ten tefachim. That's why we're afraid the stomach broke its bones there. Who asara? If so, ishtachnik comes out, dechikom echavit, mi asara hudukom echavit. When this animal fell and landed into this canal of six tefachim deep, since the stomach was four tefachim off the ground, together with ten tefachim, that's why he gave it a shame treifus. But the Gemara is so elamastis in the Tony. My boar should be elohim is yutzvachim. So what's the shot from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, what's a boar that could kill an animal only if the boar is yutzvachim deep? Why? Af kol sheyesh bo yas kedei elohim is yutzvachim. The question is why? V'shisa namisagi. It should be enough if your boar is six tzvachim deep. Because usually an animal, when it walks, its stomach is four tzvachim off the ground. So four tzvachim and six tzvachim is ten. So it should be enough for a boar to be six tefachim deep. And an animal falls into it, there should also be chayv if it dies there. Why does the Mishnah say that has to be yud tefachim deep? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Amri mas nisin the ingdor labor. Our Mishnah is talking about that it rolled into the boar, like Rashi says. Shaykhifoy, the animal was lying on the floor. But it's galbul and it rolled and fell into the boar. And that's the case that the boar has to be yud tefachim. Because there it's not four tefachim off the ground. So therefore, if it's rolling into the bor, and the bor is only six tefachim deep, so then the mice, it's not kedei l'homis, then taki you'd be potter. So therefore, in such a case, the Mishnah says, it has to be yud tefachim deep. According to Rav Nachman, if the animal is standing, it's enough just to be six tefachim deep. Now the Mishnah says, bor shal shnei shutzim, you have a bor belonging to two people. Overall of a rishon v'loi kiso, the first owner passes by and doesn't cover it. But if we are sheni like you saw, then the second one passed by and also did not cover it. So hasheni chayiv, the second one is chayiv. So Rashi says the Gemara says the case is that when the first one passed by, he saw the second one is still working there, is still fetching water. So therefore, he didn't have a chayiv to cover it. Now, when the second one left, he was the last one to leave. He's supposed to cover this ditch. If he didn't cover it, he's chayiv for the damage that it causes. The Gemara first says, Amri, bor shol shnei shutzim hechem mishkachas lo. How is it possible to have a case of a bor belonging to two people? So it depends. Honichi tzviu like Rabbi Kiva diyam a bor b'shus echayiv. If you don't like Rabbi Kiva that a bor in your b'shus also echayiv for, then it's good. Mishkachas lo v'chotza shol shneim. You can have a bor that belongs to two people. The chotza belongs to two people. Ul bor shol shneim and the bor belongs to both of them also. V'efkiru reshusam l'efkiru boron. They were after them the reshus around the bor, but not the bor itself. So then it's possible to have shutfis in a bor. Eli svirulon bor b'shusay potter. If you hold that, no. A bor b'shusay is potter. Yoni chayiv on a bor b'shusay rabim. If so, hechem ishkachas lo de chayiv on a b'shusay rabim. Where do we have the chayiv of bor then? Only if you dig a bor b'shusay rabim. If so, of b'shusay rabim, bor shashne shutzon hechem ishkachas lo. How do we find the bor of potnis that was dug in a b'shusay rabim? Id ishav yishliach tavayu. If both of them appointed one person to be a shliach, to dig the ditch for them, the amulei zil korilon, and they told this person, go and dig it for us. The yozo korilu, and the person went and dug the ditch for shusarabim. Fred the Gemara, no, there's no shlichus here. The klal is ain't shlich with var avera. You're telling you to do an avera. To dig a ditch in the middle of shusarabim is a takola. It's a lav. It's a lav of a mazik. You make it a takola.
to over lavia. So the klal is the klal is ein shlich the bar of Eira, like Rashi always says. You're not mechayev the sholcha, the one that sent it. Ela rather the shlich himself is chayev. And Rashi says it's a svara here. The amrila we always say divira divra tam divra mishaimim. So therefore, if you put two people made a shlich to dig a bor, only the person that dug it is chayev, not the two people. So there's no shutfas here. Elamai, what's the case? Vi dekora hai chamisha. First Reuven dug 5 tvachim. Vahai chamisha. Then Shimon came and finished it off another 5 tvachim. For the Gemara, nestakul ma'aserisha, no. So only the second one is chayav. The first one's actions went away. It's not here. We only see the last one's bor. So Mara said that depends. Honichal Rebbe on Nizokin. It's only good according to Rebbe Shita for Nizokin. We'll soon see. Rebbe says when the second one finishes it, both of them are chayav. So according to Rebbe Shita for Nizokin is good. Mishkachas lo. But Elo le Rebbe le Misa. For in a case where a Shor dies there, then even Rebbe agrees in such a case, where the first person dug 5 tvachim, and the second one came and made it 5 tvachim deeper to 10, only the second one is chayav, not the first one. So it's not a bor hashutfim. Ule Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, Bein le Misa, Bein le Nezokin. They hold in both cases only the second one is chayav, not the first one. And so hechem mishkachas lo. How do we have the case that a bor belongs to two people? If we're Shus Rabbin. So Gemarintas, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Kugayin Shokru, Shneim, Chuyim, Vasachas. We're talking about the two people together picked up the last shovelful to make this bor of Reshlim Uliasara. And they both made the bor now 10 tefachim deep. So two people together picked up the last shovelful, they both made the bor. That's the case of bor of two people. Now the Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rabboni, what's this machlokes? Titani, we learn like this. Echon achayf a bor tisha. One person, Reuven, dug a bor 9 tefachim deep. Then Shimon came and finished it off the 10 tefachim deep. Here's Achra and Chayiv. It says the last one is Chayiv only. So Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says like this, Acher Acher Lamisa, the last one is Chayiv if an animal dies there, because he made a 10 tefachim deep, so he's Chayiv for the Misa. But the Acher Shneim L'Nizokin, but if an animal just falls there and hurts himself, so even the first one made a bor for Nizokin. So therefore they're both Chayiv. Now, and the Rabbanim say no, in all cases, only the last one is Chayiv, not the first one. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim swore that even for Nizokin, only the second one is chayav, not the first one. The Yom HaKor, the Torah says, Ki yiftach v'chiyich, if you open a bor, you dig a bor. The question is, Im al psicha chayav akri l'koshchein, if you chayav for opening a bor, for sure you chayav if you dig the bor. Elo, what does the Pesach have to say it for? Lo vi kareya acha kareya, that a second person that digs more than the first one dug, shesilik ma'aserishin, he like takes away the first one's actions, and we only see the second one's bor. So that's the Rabbanim svar, that even for Nizokin now, only the second one is chayav. For Rabbi Yomlach, what does Rabbi tell us? What does Rabbi say back to us? No. Hano mitzvah srichi. These two inyonim of kiyichra and kiyiftach, we need, like we said before, kiyaminim. Like we said before, that yichayif rabbom v'shus rabbim. For the more of Rabbon and Ami, if so, mitzvah srichi, we need it like we said before. Ela rather hang the time of the Rabbon. This is the reason of the Rabbon. Omak, what the Pesach says, kiyichra ish bor. Echad v'loi shnayim. Zmashma kiyichra ish, only one person's chayif rabbor and not two people. Therefore, the second one, he's the one that was Moisef, he's Chayiv. For Rebbe, what does Rebbe do with this? Ha'umi boy like, yich rish bor v'loi shor bor. Here the drosh of the teacher says, only if a man digs a bor is he Chayiv. Not if your shor goes to a shus rabin and makes a ditch there. The bala shor is potter. For the Gemara of Rabbanim, why don't they dash him like this? Trei ish bor, see, it says two times the word, ki yichra ish bor. So it means ish v'loi shor, and one and not two. For Rebbe, the Gemara says, "Adi dechsevai kosevai no, it's not extra. Since it says it once, it says it twice already." For the Gemara, "Amimai lechiyuv basro dumu lechiyuv kama good." It says kiyichri ish, only one is chayiv and not two. Maybe the first one is chayiv, not the second one. How does Rebbe know? Only how does Rabbanan know only the second one, not the first one? The Gemara says, "Talk about that you can't say." The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, "Vahameis yelai ha'hu dekavid misa." The one is chayiv is the one that caused the misa, the one that made yitzvachem deep. Yeah. So therefore, Pshita, the second one that was Mashlim at the 10th Vachim, he's the one that's Chayiv here. And that's the first one that only made it 9th Vachim, that's Potter on Nisa. For at the Gemara, Vahai Vahameis Yeloi, is that what this Potter is coming for? Me boil it like the Rava, we need it for Rava's Halacha. The Yama Rava says, Shor Psuli HaMekdoshim, if you have a Shor that Psuli HaMekdoshim was once Hegdish, and it became a Baal Mun, and you appointed it, Shenof or Labor. Now it falls into the bor, potter. The bala bor is potter for the damage. You know why? Shonema, the posik says, v'hameis yeloi. When is the bala bor chayiv? If an animal falls and dies there, you can keep the mace. Mevi, b'mi, shameish yeloi. Only an animal that the mace belongs to you. Ma'ashenkim, sulam, doshim, the mace doesn't belong to you.
The Torah says there, it says by Psula Medoshim, it's only mut if you eat it, and not to give it to a caliph. So therefore, the dead body is only right to give to a caliph. You can't use it by a Psula HaMedoshim. So if so, a sharp Psula HaMedoshim that falls into a bar, you potter. So that's what we need this pasuk of Yameti Eloi. Not to tell us that the one that made the 10th Fochim deep, the one that made it for Misa, the second one is Chayiv. So Mara says, Amri, V'lav M'mele Shamet Mino, don't I hear both of them? I hear both Svaras here. To be Ahudi, Yavid Misas Kinan. True, the Ika Pasuk is to teach us for Psuli HaMekdoshim, that if you can't keep the Nevela, the dead body, you're potter for paying for the Hezek. But Agav, we also see who we're talking about here. We're talking about a boar that's roy to kill somebody. It has to be Yutfachim. So therefore, it's a Svara, the one that made it Yutfachim, the second one, that was Mashlim to Yud, he's Chayiv. My Taita says, Davka who? Bishvil Shechidish Misa, Shlohoye Metchila. The first one that made it now, Yutzvachim Deep, he added something here. He made it now that it's fit to kill. So therefore, he's Chayev and not the first one.
What's like this? Tana Rabban, what about this? Echor Achoyfe Bor Asorah. One person dug a ditch down Yutzvachim. Ul Bo Acha Veshlima Lechof. The second one came, and not a little bit, but made another 10, made it to 20. A third one came now and made it 30 tefachim deep. So kulan chayavim. In such a case, they're all chayiv. Because each one of them like made his own bar come out. Each one made a bar, you tefachim deep. So all three of them are chayiv. Remin will have a kasha. It says, Echad achayv bar asara. Obo acha v'sayid v'kayid. A second person came. V'sayid v'kayid. Rashi says at the beginning it was much wider. Now he filled in the sides and made it not so wide. So, the side of the Kayyid, the Akron Chayiv, only the last one is Chayiv. So the question is why? The bar is still like Yutfachim. So Chura Leima,